Hi, Black and Jew listeners. Today's a very poignant episode.
Aren't you going to say what the episode number is?
It is 30. It is episode 30.
30. A little harder to gain weight now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, right at the top, we have sponsors. Yes, we have sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Zephyr Hills. No, we don't taste slimy, and we're better than Awkwafina.
Yep.
We're also brought to you by Gibson Guitars. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. People know that, and you still look like a douche. And
we also are brought to you by Flip Flop Sleeper Cloppins.
Yep.
Flip Flop Sleeper Cloppins that never clop for the fleeps. It's the flopping nookadops.
And we're also brought to you by Henderson Snake Oil. Of course it cures warts.
All right, so why is today a big day?
Today's a big day because it is day two of the fappening.
The fappening.
Yes, if you're just tuning in,
I love the term the fappening. That's fucking hilarious. That's amazing.
I honestly do not think that any one person came up with that. It was the internet. Like,
just you it knew just like it's it fappening.
It just created a fake account to something, or like, yeah, we all just collectively knew it was fappening.
It is fappening.
It is currently fappening.
It is currently fappening. It is currently fapping down. Now, explain to us, Reggie, what is the fappening?
Well, thank you for giving me the honor of explaining the fappening.
The fappening? Does it affect me? Does it affect my family and my friends?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If you might notice that your younger male or sometimes female family members are more hold up in their rooms. They take really long showers.
Yep.
They yell at you whenever you knock on the door. They're very haggard.
It's because the fappening is happening.
It's because the fappening.
On a personal level.
Yes. Everyone is affected by the fappening. From coast to coast, from here to the other side of the world, the fappening is occurring everywhere, and you must be prepared.
In England, it's called the wankening.
For those of you that are overseas.
The wankening.
The wankening.
Having a wankening.
In Japan, it's just called Tuesday.
All right, so what's the fappening, Reggie? Explain to our listeners.
I think you should take over. You should explain the fappening. You're more online than I am.
I'm more online than a lot of people are. More online than I should be. Everyone knows what happened is that a bunch of celebrity pictures were leaked by Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence was leaked. Who else? Victoria Justice.
Allegedly. She claims those were fake.
Kate Upton. The Jennifer Lawrence ones, the Kate Upton ones are obviously real. Then there's another lady whose name I forget who was leaked. She was the girl from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. She played the girlfriend. I should have had these names pulled up when I started. But point is, a lot of celebrity pictures were leaked. The way that it happened was that some fucking, you know, mouth breather from 4chan or whatever, he got into their iClouds, and what iCloud is a service that it automatically uploads and backs up your pictures, and if you don't turn the setting off on your phone. And what happened was that theirs was on, they thought they deleted the pictures, it was still on the iCloud servers. And somebody got into their accounts and they found out the account name. And it turns out that on iCloud, it will not lock you out of an account if you have too many login attempts that don't work, right? So what happens is that they use a brute force attack. And what that is you try out a million different words and you think, oh, yeah, like that's probably takes forever. You got to type each one individually. No, that's not what happens. What happens is that a program will try a million different, just like 1,000 a second, you know, and eventually it'll get to it. It'll use dictionary and people's passwords are horrible usually. So like password is a very popular password. 12345 is a popular password, you know, and it's crazy how little like how the level of complexity, how low it is before it takes like one of these brute force password hackers things to how little it takes to make it take like 10 years as opposed to like 3 days to hack into an account. So that's what happened. And they released them and the internet is going fucking bonkers.
Yep. This is that's what happened.
That's the fappening.
That's the fappening. So it was what I read was it's close to 100 celebrities had their nudes exposed.
I don't think it was that many. Not yet.
Really? Not yet. Yeah. Like their pictures were exposed. It was like people like Rihanna.
It was hundreds of pictures. Definitely hundreds, hundreds of pictures. Yeah.
But not like 100 celebrities.
No, I don't think there's a list of how many fappened fucking celebrities there are, because the hacker got a lot more celebrities than have been released. It's like 30 or some shit. I don't know.
And wasn't he selling it for butt coins?
Butt coins?
Bitcoins.
Yeah, say that pissed John Gregory off. Yeah, they're called butt coins, right? Because it come out of your butt.
No, but he was selling them for Bitcoin. So he's like, here's a sample of what I got. I have more. Give me all your Bitcoins.
Yeah. So yeah, he's releasing them. And if you go, because see, people blame this on 4chan, all right, which is rightfully called the sewer of the internet, because it is. It is a horrible fucking place. It's disgusting.
Thanks. You're going to get the Black and Jew podcast taken down.
What, because we mentioned 4chan? Yeah, well, everyone on 4chan knows that it's a sewer of the internet. There's like no one's
putting up a front.
Yeah, like, no one's gonna, like, you go on B and like no one, you say it's a shithole, no one's gonna be like, oh, this is not a shithole. It's a shithole. But you know, it's a fun shithole. And people are blaming it, but it's actually not 4chan that perpetrated the original leaks. It's this other website called AnonaB, which is like Anon-IB, which is another image board that's an offshoot of 4chan that's mostly like porn pictures and stuff like that. And it's someone on that website that hacked in and started the fappening.
Mm. Okay. And yeah. And like this is all like ridiculous. Like this is a very nuanced situation that we have.
A lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, a ton of stuff going on here. A lot of levels to attack, a lot of like, yeah, you know, little minutiae details to get into. And it's just, looking at this very clinically, this is very amazing. Like, as if to say, like, holy shit, you know?
It's amazing, which could be a negative or positive thing.
Negative or positive.
Like, a typhoon is amazing, so are tornadoes.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. Like, oh, holy shit, the magnitude of which this of how this happened.
It's awe inspiring.
Yeah,
it's awe inspiring. Like a tsunami is awe inspiring. But man, it's you know what what's happening to me now?
What?
Anytime something bad happens, I'm not really afraid of the backlash of it. It's just the million fucking think pieces that are just going to be released about
because they all like go on your web browser.
Yeah, and it's just. Well, no, because like it pops up and then like the fucking every website that I like to frequent is dominated by think pieces that may or may not be worthless, you know? And it's just like, can the thing just happen and like you write a few, but no, you need to drive traffic. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like there's a million think pieces on this from every. And I just feel like a lot of them is like, why?
They're worthless. God forbid you scroll some more.
They're worthless. No, it's I don't care scrolling for a good cause, right? But
scrolling just to garner traffic.
But it's annoying that someone's writing some shit that's completely fucking worthless to be the first one to get their opinion on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, just let the fucking, like if you don't have anything to say, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? I know. I'm being a nitpicky.
No, I understand. And that's valid. That's valid. I'm not going to take that away from you. There is a bunch of think pieces out there that are probably just very vapid and like touch upon the same subject that every other think piece is touching upon. Privacy, you know, these female celebrities, the internet, you know, all these buzzwords that you can throw into a think piece and string together with like some...
I heard this one thing that was like on CNN, they were talking about 4chan. It's like, who is this 4chan person? It's like, this is one of the most popular fucking websites on the internet, right? And like, they've been the center of so many scandals.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you not understand what it is yet? Like, how do you have such a poor grasp of how the internet works?
Do you like, not have an intern under the age of like 30?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, that it's that's amazing to me. That's one, like, come on, CNN, you've been doing 24-hour news for how long?
Yeah.
And you still don't understand what it is?
Yeah.
Didn't they fuck with Oprah a while back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
9,000 dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Over 9,000 dicks.
How can you not, like, how can you, you know...
Not get it.
Yeah, not get it.
Like, why do you not understand the internet? I don't understand how you cannot understand.
That, like that's to that that's extent. One of the core issues.
And they're like,
of
this
Anon,
this 4chan person hacked it. Like, that is such a fucking ridiculous understanding, like, of the situation. Like, just listening to these two people talk, it's just like me and you talking about football. It's like, yeah. Except it's not our job to report on football.
I hope we get called on to CNN as.
As a sports expert?
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
As, like, the expert on 4chan?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 4chan is the cesspool of the internet, but yeah, people, it's full of trolls, and be warned if you're gonna go on it. I was on the fitness board today while I was on a stationary bike.
That's and a it's shit just, board.
It is. They're all shit boards. None of them are not shit boards.
Well, that one's the most shit board.
No, fitness is great. It's just filled with this fucking testosterone hilariousness. But whatever. So what do we tackle first?
There's a lot.
This
to
is
tackle.
Our podcast think piece.
This is our podcast.
Yeah.
This is.
So you said you had a lot to say. So
yeah,
say
I do
it.
Have a lot
All
to
right,
say.
What do you got
to
say?
Because I spoke to my two favorite and most well-versed cultural pundits, which is my friend Jarrett and my girlfriend Haley.
Okay.
It's like talking to them. It's like talking to a programmer in the Matrix. Like,
yeah.
Holy shit! You're pulling the cloak from you're uh-huh. lifting the veil. I see through the ether now.
Yeah.
Thank you. First off, let's talk about the dudes in this situation. Let's start with the dudes.
Yeah.
Jarrett reminded me of a time. He had to remind me of a time when this like this whack ass rapper named Joe Budden had these nudes released, and the scandal was nudes released. Joe Budden has a tiny dick. That story died in a day. And he's not even that good of a rapper. Mm-hmm. Joe Budden, nudes release, denied that it was his tiny dick, although it was very obviously his tiny dick.
Yeah.
And denied that story, died in a day.
Okay.
All right. Where are the male nudes? And if this were to happen with with a male actor, you know, famous person, because there was also musicians.
I have a very simple answer to why there are no male nudes. Cool. All right. And, you know, I was reading this one think piece about how, you know, why is it only female nudes that get leaked? Like, it's because we're taught only to desire only female bodies, or like it's a system of control over them or something like that. And I understand those points, right? Like, I understand how releasing nudes can be a system of control with revenge porn. But in this case, I think it's very simple. All right. You have a white. Well, I don't know if he's white, but he probably is white. Let's just say he is. You have a straight male neckbeard, okay, that has the software and capability of hacking into iCloud, right? He does not like dicks. He does not like to look at dicks. So why is he going to hack people's iClouds that have dicks? Why would he waste his time? Like, why? Like, these attacks take time. So why is he going to spend? And, you know, he's generating heat on him while he's doing it. So why is he going to spend his time?
Yeah,
hacking a guy's thing. Like, why would he do that? You know. So I don't think. I think that's the simplest. That's the explanation. The reaction, however, is different. But I think the reason that the leaks are male are female is for that reason.
Simple. All right, we knocked one out of the park.
Yeah, I don't think there's any straight women neckbeards that are doing brute force attempts into people's iClouds. You know, like, I just don't think it exists, and I think that's why we have the women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Very, that's kind of knocks on the head. Well, this is going by very quickly. I thought. No. I see that. No. Yeah. That's obvious. That's kind of. I don't want to say obvious, but that is obviously what happened.
Yeah.
And like the way, like. You know, just the way that we observe celebrities and like the voyeurism that's involved with like our collective like conscious with celebrities, it's all like targeted towards the female celebrities. Like, sure, you know, sure you get like a Rolling Stone cover with like Hugh Jackman shirtless, But like, if you look throughout all the Rolling Stone covers,
yeah,
it's all like, you know, the Jennifer Anistons, and
yeah, yeah,
the J Laws and all that stuff.
They're under so much more scrutiny than us.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? Than men. And it's like, you got this little fine line where it's like, oh, you got to be like kooky and slutty, but not too slutty because then you're a whore, but not too prude because then you're a prude. Like, come on, dude. Like, give me a fucking break here.
And then you also like in the internet.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the internet's all about commenting. At least that's what I think. Like, the more people can comment, the better, the more traffic, or like, you know, the more people are talking about it,
yeah,
the better. The internet's all about talking about it. And the article you sent me was about people talking about it, but in the most absolute wrong way ever possible.
Leave it to the internet to just take any issue and just turn it into like, wow, I didn't even think about that horrible, horrible aspect of it. Like, I thought there's a million different horrible ways to approach this, but you created, like, I thought up the most fucking insane, horrible thing that could possibly leave up to imagination. But nope, it's worse. You were worse, internet.
Yeah.
So what were you referring to? Which article again? I forget.
The one you sent me about, it was titled "The Way to Not Respond to the," that was on when we were messaging over Facebook. Yeah. It was titled "The Way Not to Respond to Jennifer Lawrence's leaked pictures." Yeah, and it was just a bunch of people saying, "Oh, if you don't want to, you're a celebrity. If you don't want your nudes to be leaked, don't take nudes." And it was like things like, really, taking nudes is dumb, or like just a bunch of things that just like dance around the actual issue and then address the very wrong thing.
Like the guy who fucking leaked the pictures is a scumbag. That's like an invasion of privacy.
Yeah,
like, you shouldn't do that. You know, like, that's not an okay thing to do. It's not like, I don't think that he's absolved from culpability because these people were quote unquote dumb enough to take nude pictures. Everyone takes nude pictures.
Everyone. And if you're not taking nude pictures, you're lame. Or,
yeah, exactly.
Or don't have as active of a life in that aspect.
Yeah. You know, like this person, I'm looking at this article. Don't take nudes and they won't get leaked. So yes, it is Jennifer Lawrence's fault. As a man, I'm not complaining, but seriously, why the fuck are celebrities taking these nudes anyways? Have to take some responsibility too. That's what's like crazy to me is like,
In the same breath that he was like, you know, chastising her, he's like, as a man, I'm not complaining. I saved all of them in my phone.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's what's
crazy. I like what Lena Dunham says. The way in which you share your body must be a choice. Support these women and do not look at these pictures. Remember, when you look at these pictures, you are violating these women again and again. It's not okay. Seriously, don't forget about the person who stole these pictures and leaked them as a hacker. Not a hacker, they're a sex offender. Ooh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's like, why can't you just admit that's so weird? It's like the thing with the Stephen A. Smith thing, right? Yeah. How like Ray Rice beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like he was saying, oh, women, you shouldn't provoke, like, you need to not provoke them. It's like,
so I don't live like, my life?
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. Like, I'm just concerned. Like, I'm concerned about people not getting their pictures leaked. Like, you're not concerned. Like, you are an asshole. Like, why does it always have to go to that place? It's like, why are you just blaming the victim immediately?
Yeah.
You know, instead of, like, condemning the scumbag that did it.
That's like...
And you can say, like, yeah, you should not... I personally... I don't even take scandalous pictures, but I turn my photo stream off. Like my iCloud does not back up my photos, right?
Yeah.
Because I was worried about it being insecure and, surprise, it actually is insecure, right? But you can mention that you're concerned about someone's privacy or give them advice, but why is it that never happens when there's not a victim to blame, you know? Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're not concerned. You're just a dick.
Yeah, and do you want Jennifer Lawrence to not live her life?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I believe that your phone is just, it's basically you at this point. We've come to a point in our lives where your phone is you. It's your property. And to have this hacker come into even your cloud, and that's one of the risky, that's one of the shady areas about this where like we're not up to the point where we can effectively, like, you know, legislator, like, say, or add, like, some real penalty to, like, someone accessing your phone like, some you know, who knows where.
Yeah.
You know, your phone is you. It's your property. So much of you goes in and out and through that phone that it's, that, like, the hacker going into the iCloud, and, like, the cloud's yours, all right? Yeah. It's yours. If it wasn't yours, then who does it belong to?
Like the Rolling Stones song, Get Off My Cloud, Ahead of Their Time.
Yeah, there you go. Bam. Rolling Stones predicted it.
Yep.
That's it. No, podcast done. No, it is you. And if it wasn't, then who does it belong to? Is in those terms and agreement things, does Apple own Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law's nudes?
Probably. If you looked at the agreement.
If you looked at the agreement.
probably do. But yeah, that's neither here nor there, of course.
That's neither here nor there. But it belongs to you. Yeah. And this attack is an attack on you. Just like Lena Dunham said, that person's a sex offender. And and I just wanted to say, like, the people that, like, are attacking these celebrities for like their ignorance and the fact, like, oh, I didn't know that this was happening with my iCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, aren't aware of, like, oh, you should be more aware of your phone and what your phone's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's not a good example. Like,
no,
this just, and also just because they're celebrities, this isn't like a thorn in the lion's paw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what were you going to say? We'll get to those two things, but what were you going to say?
You can keep going if you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you to go now.
Oh, okay. I'll go. What were we talking about again? I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
It's okay.
I had to wake up early and my air conditioner was broken. I slept in Christine's parents' apartment, and her mom really likes firm mattresses, and it was like sleeping in a torture device. I did not sleep very well, and then went to exercise after that. It's a really nice building, and the people there all think that they don't believe that I belong there. Like, I went downstairs, and, like, I looked all sleepy and shit, and I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, man, the front desk, I'm like, hey, man, where's the gym? And he's like, if you go back this way and that way, and he's like, but make sure you have your key. And, like, then I pulled out my key because I thought, like, I needed the key to access the gym. No, I didn't need it.
No, you
didn't. No, anyone could go. He just didn't believe that I lived there. So I think that people on the internet just want to just show how awesome and right they are all the time. That's what they do. It's like, they just want to let everyone know, like, I'm not dumb.
The internet is basically a giant open mic.
I guess you could look at it like that. A giant open mic where all the open micers are just those conspiracy theorist ranters that don't really make any sense.
The internet is just a big giant open mic, and, you know, there's people that are really good on there, you know, and then there's way more people that are not good on there.
And just total, I think what Emma Watson said pretty much sums it up. She was like, what's really surprises me, I want to get this right, cuz it was really good. Every celebrity has to react to it too. All right, here we go. Even worse than seeing women's privacy violated on social media is reading the accompanying comments that show such a lack of empathy. That's the thing. It's like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, it's a fucked up situation, whatever. But then you're going to go on and be like, oh, well, it's your fucking fault. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's the collective lack of empathy on such a scale.
Yeah, like, it's like ridiculous.
Like, you knew people didn't care, but now you really know that people don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it is amazing.
It's weird because, like, if someone gets their house robbed, they wouldn't be like, oh, well, I guess I should have secured my house better.
Yeah.
They wouldn't feel like, oh, I'm just a naive person for only having that alarm and those really strong windows. You know, they'd be like, what a piece of shit, fucking, like, the scum of the earth fucking robbed my house. You know, that's what it is, dude. It's like I think Seth Rogen said, it's like stolen property.
Yeah.
Which it is, you know.
It's stolen
intellectual property with boobies.
With boobies and butts.
So what do you think? So you think that it's that, because we know the guy who stole the pictures is morally in the wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
No, most definitely. Like, without.
Now, are the people viewing the pictures morally in the wrong too?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. Like, when the story dropped, I was like on my friend's Tumblr.
Yeah.
And like he curates a pretty funny Tumblr, so I'm always like, you know, just going there. And then
obviously you're younger than me because you said I was on my friend's Tumblr. I know not one friend with a Tumblr.
I know too many friends with Tumblrs.
Yeah, I literally have no friends with. I think I have one friend that has an anonymous Tumblr, but that's it.
I was on his Tumblr, and then I see the pictures, and I'm like, "This, what the fuck? This is not. Is this Jennifer Lawrence?" And then, you know, my lizard brain, like the really nasty imp that make, you know, that just like, you know, gnaws in the back of the back of my head in the part that just wants to, like, you know, fuck everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just went on hyperdrive. Like, I'm gonna admit, I was not very proud. The only thing I saw was that post, but I shuffled through them at least 20 times. Like, holy shit, this is Mystique from First Class. Weren't you in Silver Linings Playbook? Damn, you are pretty, you're very hot, like you look like in your movies. And I'm just salivating. And then the situation settles, and I'm like, holy shit, what, like, come on, that's not good. And then I read up on the situation, and then I see, like, damn, this is very not good. But I was, and, you know, still am. That's still lingering on me. I still got the images in my head. I am in the wrong.
You sound like Ned Flanders. You're like, oh, doodly D.
Oh, doodly.
I'm thinking about those boobies that I shouldn't be seedily seeding.
Seedily seeding. Riding tide.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I feel like it's bad to distribute them. But, like, looking at them's still bad. But it's one of those things that it's like, how bad? It's like people pirate movies all the time.
That's people bad. Pirate movies all the time.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But how
and
bad?
Some of those people that are celebrities are naked in some of those movies.
That's true.
So wait. So
what are they getting so upset about?
What are they getting so upset about?
It's only the private pictures. And I love how it's funny how people on the internet, they're like, whatever, just don't be lame about, like, why are you being like, your tits are already shown on TV, but it's like all these people would die if a picture of them got out. Because they're way, like, because, you know, they're all very insecure. Like, they're like, because I always see on 4chan, I see these threads that are like, I'm so lonely, 4chan, like, my life sucks. And then I see threads that are like, women are subhuman whores. And I guarantee you that's like, that Venn diagram's a circle, you know? So it's like, I've seen your fucking, like, I see how much you hate your life, you know? Like, like, don't pretend like maybe you'd be less lonely if you weren't such a piece of shit. But a lot of people are calling them sluts for taking naked pictures and
stuff.
That's one of the stupidest parts.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
But it's like everyone takes naked pictures.
Yeah, everyone takes naked pictures.
I've never taken a naked picture, personally.
I've taken naked pictures.
But I think everyone is, you know, pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone has a naked picture floating out
everyone
there somewhere.
Everyone has a... Come on. You have... Yeah. Like, I've sent dick pics before. I've sent a dick video before.
A dick video?
Dick video.
Wow.
Yes. It's just like,
where's that? Is that where Kenny's porn is?
You could probably I didn't send it through Pornhub. It was like through a message. It's like 3 seconds. It's probably, if you want to see my dick video or any of my dick pics, I think the little security service on my Android is constantly backing stuff up. So when I think I delete it, go there you go, Black and Jew listeners. That's for you guys.
Speaking of that, I wanted to just real quick some show. Underscore something kind of funny about dicks, but keep going.
Okay, so no, yeah, what was, so yeah, people calling, no, there's a point I wanted to address before, like, the whole situation of, like, calling them sluts.
Yeah.
I think it was you know, celebrities aren't infallible. Like, they are affected. And that's a very easy thing to say. Like, they're people too. Of course they're people.
Yeah.
But, like, the people that think that it's like a thorn in the lion's paw, like I said before, that's not the case. Just don't, they're not going to bounce back. Because
it's shitty, dude. It's shitty to have news like that leak and just they're out there forever. Like, you can't get rid of them.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of them.
Regardless, they're being wiped from Imgur and whatever.
Yeah.
And 4chan, I think they're even being wiped from, but it's like, that's out forever, man. If one person has them, they could, it's like a horrible thing, dude. Like, I know someone who got their news leaked and it was just horrible for them.
Yeah, I know this cheerleader in my high school. She people found the porno she made on Spankwire.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Not even like a real good site like Pornhub or
That's the real problem right there. The real rub. That's the rub.
She had to leave schools. It was a whole situation. And people the running joke in the school, which is not a joke, but like she ended the video by saying pinky promise.
Oh no.
Everyone was saying pinky promise.
Did she pay? Like, was she paid for it, or was it a sex tape?
Sex tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much I can condemn people that are looking at the pictures, though. Because, like, I look, dude, I'm on random picture message boards, and I see selfies that girls take all the time. And, like, some of those probably were revenge porn. I don't know, you know? True. So can I really bring the hammer down on guys for looking at it? I don't think so. I don't think I can. I'm in the moral standing to say that. The guy who leaked it, yeah, but you know, because I wouldn't leak somebody's pictures if I had access to it like that. But I'm sure I've seen inadvertently the, you know, fucking non-consensual pictures that were not put up with that person's consent. I have no idea. You know?
I totally understand. I guess I just want more responsibility from the people consuming them.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be on a board someday and I'm going to see the picture and I can't be like, no, shield my eyes. I can't. It's going to come in.
It's going to happen. But at least
it's going to happen.
All you just need is like just that little pang of guilt.
Yeah.
That's all you're asking for.
I'm asking for that.
At least to know it's not okay. But that little pang of guilt.
And I think
it's like when I eat meat, I'm like, no, the factory farming system sucks. This steak is delicious.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's exactly one of those things. I'm very aware that, yeah, the factory farming system is horrible. But goddamn, do I love this chicken. You know? Yeah. And it's just, they did not consent to that.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't consent to that. And it's just as simple as that. But like one of the issues we have here is that this is through the computer.
Yeah.
This is consent that was not given through the computer.
Yeah.
And no one knows how to act on that because we're not prepared for that collectively as like just people on this earth using this thing.
Yeah.
We're not ready to have to deal with the topic of like electronic consent.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, this is the first time I've ever said that phrase.
Electronic consent.
Yeah, electronic consent. Like, and that's the best way I can.
I signed the terms of service. I like this. This woman posted this like kind of controversial opinion article, but this is interesting what she says here. This is not a scandal. It's a crime, and we should be discussing it as such. Some media outlets are salaciously reporting it otherwise, as if the illegal violation of privacy involving intimate images is little more than subject for gossip. Yeah, but it's funny because it's like a scandal. Like, oh my God, celebs are taking nude pics like the rest of us? It's like, come on. It's like, who gives a shit? I don't understand why it's such a fucking big deal, you know?
It's like that. It's like that scene in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, the guy with the little like electro whips was like, oh, no, I just need to make God bleed. I don't need to kill him. You know? Ooh, got real deep.
Ooh, shit, son.
Yeah, like it's, we just have these, it is a crime. It is a crime, and people don't see it as that because one, it's through the computer, and two, it's with naked pictures that you yourself as a human being took,
yeah.
You know? And that seems like so juvenile. Like, you see it all the time in, like, mm-hmm. if there's a slow nude day, teens, sexting? What's going on? And it's treated as something trivial, and, like, we're calling it the fappening, for God's sake. That's fucking hilarious. I was just gonna say that the person part of me and the comedian part of me is like, God fucking damn it, that's fucking genius. Who came up with this?
It's funny, it sucks.
It sucks,
but it's not like the Holocaust. You know?
Exactly.
Like,
and that's the other thing. Like, you. J Law, you will bounce back. Rihanna, you will bounce back.
Yeah, it's true. I understand that they're upset, but it's like, it's not like, it really is this what's off limits to make jokes about?
Yeah,
celeb nude leaks. Like, come on. Yeah, there's exactly. Things that there's a list of things that are more off limits.
Yeah.
Than this. I want to mention before we're talking about dick pics. I just thought this was really funny. You know, Christine made some homemade challah bread.
Yeah,
and I posted it on Facebook. Right.
By the way, that looked delicious.
It was fucking amazing.
I saw the French toast.
Oof. Oof. So this is, I just wanted to contrast the comments of the pretty much the same picture, right? It's not on that screen. It's on this screen. So it's like a long braided loaf, right?
Yeah.
And so Christine's picture, Irene posted some smiley faces with hearts in them and hands clapping. Miss you guys. Then her friend Jackie goes, honorary Jew. Her friend Cyrus says, I'm coming over. Her friend Cecilia says, Mazel tov. My picture. John Vargas. Those are miniature replicas of Kenny Tortina's dick. Kenny, fuck. Ridges for her pleasure. Lisa, sad face.
You just summed up the whole internet.
Yeah, it's like Christine's Facebook versus my Facebook. We got like 40-something likes on those pictures.
Yeah.
Each. That's pretty intense.
That is very intense.
For fucking bread. Sorry, but our food picks, they're superior.
You're top notch. You have top notch food picks. Like, yeah. I gotta be honest. I wish those food picks were leaked. Huh? No, that was a stretch. I'm sorry.
I did make some tasteless Twitter jokes about the fapping, but I feel like you can joke about the fapping. It's not like,
yeah, you,
it's I not think, the worst thing in the world. Like, it
to,
sucks.
I'm gonna go there with you.
It
I'm gonna
sucks,
go there with
but
you.
But it's like, dude, it's kind of innocuous. Like, as long as you don't make fun of the victims for being sluts or something like that. I made a few jokes about it, but like, they're not that funny. Not even funny enough to worth repeating, but yeah, dude, it's like, come on, dude. It's like the fappening is, it's shitty, but it's like, it's not the fucking end of the world. Like, you know, my friend, she had a really interesting comment on Facebook about it. And she's saying things along the line of like, just a thought. I've been seeing a lot of comments saying things along the lines of, if you don't want it leaked, don't take a photo of it. But my question is, where do we draw the line? I wouldn't want a bathing suit photo of myself online, but I have no issue with it on my phone. Are photos of children at the beach or those bathtub photos parents love to take okay? What about if those get leaked?
Yeah.
I take pictures of confirmation pages on my phone all the time. I screenshot billing info on my computer. Someone can hack and get my content. Like, where do we draw the line? And I said, and this sums up what I think on it. We draw the line when criticizing people no longer inflates our own sense of intellectual superiority. That's all it is. It's like, if it's something that you might not do, mm-hmm. then no, it's not okay. You're a moron. But if it's something you might do, then it's like, oh, it's sad.
Yeah.
You know? People just like, I don't understand. Like, on the internet, everyone wants to be the smartest person in the room. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's like,
there's no rooms in the cloud, first off.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, no, you're totally right. Like, the people that don't, I would never take nudes, and I know better to not put them in the cloud.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not secure. Don't attack now. Yeah. Don't attack someone's ignorance through their misfortune.
Yeah.
You know, that's stupid. It's highly unfair. People can and are allowed to be ignorant when in matters of not knowing your phone all the way. Because I mean, come on, they're super complex. My mom doesn't know how to use her phone all the way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not gonna, you know.
Most people probably did not know about that iCloud thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they probably read up on it and is like, why don't you know that?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
after they read up after this thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, but it's like fucking stupid, and then there's just gonna be more think pieces about it and stuff.
Yeah,
but then it's like I get there's so many opinions. I'm like, what do I even think anymore? Like, I don't know.
What do I even think?
What do I even believe? what's right? What's wrong? You know, I think there's a lot to be said about it being like a system of control over women, like revenge porn and shit like that.
Yeah,
it's like, I will shame you with these naked pictures. Like, I feel like that shouldn't have any power. You know. Who cares? You get to see someone's boobies and vagina, you know, it shouldn't. I'm not saying like they should be okay with it. I'm just saying like we as a society should be okay with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's like it's just a naked body, you know, like why is it something to be? Why is this the female form, naked
because
form, such
Jennifer
a shameful
Lawrence's
thing?
Lawrence's female form.
That's true, I guess. She was in the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks, dude. This is so, so crappy. So what'd you do for Labor Day weekend?
I worked.
Yeah, that's it.
No, yeah, that's pretty much all, that's all I did. I didn't really have any plans for Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I want to take a little break from fappening talk.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm unfortunate right now.
Oh, you know what? Can I ask? I had a conversation. Like, I was dropping off this guy at the place he was staying.
Uh huh.
And you know, let's just call him Electric Boogaloo.
Uh huh.
Right. So I'm talking to Electric Boogaloo.
All right.
And I actually had this like. he brought up an interesting point, but he brought it up in the stupidest way possible.
Like, love it when people do that. Love it when people do that.
And I wanted to ask you, how much do you think your looks factor into comedy? Like, you know, the way you dress, the way you physically look, the,
what do you mean?
Like,
does it make you funny? Does it increase your desire to go on stage? Or you mean
like,
are you funnier because of the way you look?
Are you funnier because of the way you
reaction
look? Do people pay
of,
attention to you more because of the way you
look? Out of your reaction from the audience, you're saying like, if this person looks this way, so they get more of a reaction or a different reaction.
Yeah, or this person gets more like, gets a calmer crowd, or like people are more willing to listen to him or her.
I think looks have a, it's weird kind of a point, because like looks have a factor in how you view the world, right?
Yeah.
And your experience as a person, like, you know, you're black, I'm white, mm-hmm. right? And obviously that goes deeper than looks, but yeah. the way people react to
the
you,
stimulus
your
you
physical
receive,
presence,
yeah.
you know, is going to shape your comedy, you know? And like me, like, I'm not a fucking disgusting person, but I'm not like a 10. So that's going to shape my perception of the world, you know? So like, and then as opposed to somebody who says like a 500 pound dude, like that's going to be different, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that looks alone, it just, I think it affects how people react to your comedy. Cause like Lisa Correo, for example, mm-hmm. is a 4'11". Like, she's like a cute person, you know, like
yeah.
her affect. She's like, you know, she's a cute person. She can get away with saying things that, you know, I might not be able to get away with saying.
Yeah.
You know, John Gregory's this really tall, baby faced looking dude. And I was telling him, like, you should be like that. Like, whenever you say something cocky, it's funny. Just because, like, I could easily forgive John Gregory, whereas somebody else, not so much, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you think? I don't know.
Well, now I want to add this to it.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Electric Boogaloo.
All right.
And he's telling me, you know, I just say, how about Chelsea Peretti? And he's like, yeah, I don't think she's funny. And then I'm like, well, why not? Because she's like, you know, like, she's like a good looking female comic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then that's where this comes
from. Oh, my God.
Like, to address the... To address like how you look,
I could only imagine what it's like to have a vagina and hear things like this. I get exhausted by it, and it doesn't even personally affect me.
Yeah, like remember when we were talking to John Vargas, and he was telling us like,
yeah.
this person on stage just looks nerdy. Like,
yeah,
he just looks nerdy, and he's like, he's hilarious,
uh-huh.
but he's just not good to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know that got me thinking. Like, okay, so like if you make it, like, you know, like, let's say if you get your own show, or like you're on, you know, like you're doing a 5 minutes on Conan or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the way of the industry is that, like, you know, we want pretty people on,
yeah.
on camera. Like, that's just it. And the only reason why every celebrity looks good, except, you know, maybe some, I don't know,
yeah.
is because it's curated that way. Like,
yeah.
we want good-looking people on TV
mm-hmm.
because that's a nice thing to have and makes people like it more.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
and
we
fab.
Have a bunch
and
of
fab
things.
To it.
We fab to it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a bunch of things running in the background of our minds that just say, yeah, this is totally awesome because
mm-hmm.
they're beautiful, you know? And so, you know, I'm talking to Electric Boogaloo. By the way, I just like saying that phrase.
Uh-huh.
And like, he's telling me, yeah, like, you know, these female comics have it easier because they're good looking. And like, you know, the people already want to laugh. And they get all these awesome spots because they're good looking. Just look at people like Nikki Glaser, Chelsea Peretti, you know, like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, he doesn't understand how comedy works, obviously. He's not a comedian, is he?
He's a comedian.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yes, he is. Electric Boogaloo is a comedian. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's really like Amy Schumer didn't fucking grind in the open mics.
Yeah. Amy Schumer didn't grind.
Jesus.
Like people like Jacqueline Novak, Chelsea Peretti, Amy
Schumer.
Dude,
look, you know, with that, like, I can understand, and I don't even want to, I'm not agreeing with him at all, but I will say one small thing. It's like, if you're a hot woman, that changes what your material can be, because you can't do, it's going to be hard to be, it's not believable to make jokes about how I'm so disgusting or whatever, right?
Yeah.
just like I can't make jokes about, like, I don't know, you know, being hood or whatever, like, or like intimidating people or some shit. I'm not an intimidating guy, you know? So I like, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up, but I'm saying, like, your looks affects the believability of your comedy, right? And where you can go. Like a really awkward, poorly dressed, sweaty, overweight dude can make jokes about how fearsome and unattractive he is. But I can't. Like, if I make a joke like, yeah, and I walked into this place and every girl was just like afraid, you're probably not going to believe that. Cause like, I'm not like a Ryan Gosling, but I'm not a repelling, like, I want to
repel. Ray Romano.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not like a uniquely disgusting looking guy, you know? So, going back to what Electric Boogaloo said, that's fucking stupid. Like, they're just like people, they walk in and they see, cause you know what it is? I think that a lot of people think that women have privilege, right? In certain scenarios. And look, in certain scenarios, right? I've seen hot girls, okay, get spots, and it's very obvious because it was just because they were attractive, right? And I'm like, this person's not ready. Like, this is why, like, that, I know specifically that Booker has a crush on them. Like, and I don't think it's sexist to say, like, yeah, this person got those spots. Yeah, got some sort of nepotism because they're an attractive girl, right? But that matters maybe at that level, but that's not going to get you on Comedy Central. That's not going to get you on a showcase. No one gives a, if Dave Attell's putting together a showcase, he doesn't give a fuck how hot you are.
Yeah.
It's going to matter how good you are as a comedian. And they have to grind just like every other comedian has to grind. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, you know, they get a few opportunities. Like, let's be honest, dude. Attractive people get more opportunities than unattractive people. Maybe they get some more opportunities, but it's like a little push. It's not like, you know, a fucking...
No one is so beautiful.
It's not
to
a tow
point.
Truck, you know. Yes. It's a push. It's not a tow truck.
No one's so beautiful to the point where they're just like a 1 hour special of just you looking at them.
Hell no. Like, no. Exactly. Like, and Amy Schumer is a great comedian. Mm-hmm. You know, and Chelsea. And what were we talking about? Was the other one Chelsea Peretti? Chelsea Peretti's a good comedian too. You know, and I think people. I don't know what it is. Like, it's hard to articulate, but. Guys see the quote unquote advantages girls get in life, and they think that that means that they live in this world of privilege that they don't, when that's not really the case. So they have, when they see a hot woman, they're automatically bitter because they feel like the life has been easier for them, you know?
Yeah.
And they do, like, if you're a hot woman, you get more, like, you get certain advantages. Like I had a friend, right? She's a hot girl, and she's like, yeah, just like, and we became friends. Like, she's in her mid 30s when we started being friends. Right. So she was like, yeah, when I was in my 20s, I would go on boats all the time. Like you wouldn't just like to spend the day out on a boat. I'm like, I'm not a hot girl. Like, no one invites me on boats. You know, like, do you not understand that? Or it's like they go on these like adventures. Like, my friend, she's a hot girl. And she's like, yeah, just I was in the VIP lounge hanging out with the Thievery Corporation. Like, yeah, I hang out with these bands all the time. It's like, well, you're a hot girl. Like, you get to do these things that I don't. You know, you could say that, you know, that's part of the commodification of hot women. It's part of the patriarchy, whatever. But the point is that you get certain things that as an attractive woman that unattractive or moderately attractive guys or even attractive guys don't get. And I think that a lot of guys don't understand that it's like, first off, those advantages come with you being seen as a sexual object and not as a human being.
Yeah.
Right. And also, like, the advantages aren't that big. They're like very superficial advantages, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that's a fucking ignorant ass statement. And it's like why they think like, oh, you're not a hot nerd girl. It's like the nerd girl thing, the nerd comic, the nerd girl thing, right? It's like you see a hot nerd girl and you're like, oh, how could she's not disadvantaged enough to be socially ostracized enough to warrant being a nerd, you know? So it's like with a hot girl thing with the, you know, if you're hot, you might be able to get on showcases that are above your skill level. I'm not going to pretend like, look, for the sake of political correctness, I'm not going to pretend like that doesn't happen, you know, but it's not going to make your career.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not going to fool the fucking booking agent for Conan, you know, and these girls, they've been grinding for just as long, if not longer than you. Like, what the fuck? That's my opinion on that.
There you go. No, you knocked it out of the park. That's exactly what I was telling Electric Boogaloo, but he wasn't seeing it. But
I hope Electric Boogaloo doesn't listen to this podcast.
More than likely he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe he will, and you'll learn, Electric Boogaloo, what happened.
So what'd you do over Labor Day?
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Tired.
What did I do over Labor Day? I indulged a little bit in some food.
Nice.
I took, you know, it's funny, you know, because right now, like, pretty much what I'm doing, I'm preparing for LA and I'm writing Like I write for, you know, a few hours a day. Pretty much that's what I do all day is write. And then I do stand up at night. And I think I burnt myself out.
Yeah.
So on Friday, I feel kind of guilty about it when I'm like, look, I have this opportunity to be at home and write. And if I'm not spending every moment doing that, I feel like I'm squandering it. Mm-hmm. But like Friday, I kind of needed to take like a sick day because I was feeling so shitty.
Yeah.
Like I felt so shitty. And I like had to just reheat some of my homemade chicken stock and make some chicken doodle soup.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. Ooh, it hit the fucking spot. And I just kind of took a sick day. And then this weekend, I was like, you know, I can't. I just know nothing comedy related. So
you
I just kind of
take some time kinda for
chilled.
Yourself.
So I only went up 4 times last week, but I usually try to do at least 5.
I did that. I did that as well. This weekend. I did, you know, I was chilling. I was hanging out with some friends.
Yeah.
But I also kind of reflected on, like, where I am right now with comedy. You know, I got to thank you because I am being more consistent now. And, like, when we were talking about in Taurus, I'm telling the truth. Food tastes so much better now that I'm, like, I'm going up more consistently.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
And I totally feel, I haven't. You know, exhausted myself, but like what I'm doing now and like just the way everything's like, you know, pumping in my brain, it's all because I'm going up more consistently. And like this new 5 minutes I'm developing, much like worlds different than what I was doing earlier. This has like an actual flow. This is like making sense. And I'm really happy to be doing this.
Yeah.
At one point, the few times that I went up, I was not happy to be doing this. Like there were jokes in there. And I wasn't telling them like the very first time, but now I am. And it's just so much better. So like over the weekend, I was really thinking about that. I had some time to myself.
Yeah.
And.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. No, thank you. Okay. So I was really happy to be doing that. And, you know, this coming week, it's Tuesday right now, right? Tomorrow, I'm going up. The day after that, I'm going up again. And then Friday, I'll probably also go up, you know?
Nice.
And it's just.
That's good, man, because you got something good to cultivate.
Yeah,
you know?
And I want to cultivate it, and I see the value in like doing that.
Well, dude, from like really doing stand up is like working out and lifting weights. Mm-hmm. You know, like you think you're not getting better. Sometimes, like I've been going up consistently, and like sometimes you don't realize you're getting better, right? Oh. And like And then I'll just like kind of look back, like look at a video and compare it to another video. I'm like, damn, dude, like it's like when you look in the mirror and you've been lifting weights and you don't see the progress immediately. But then you look and you're like, damn, dude, like I have some definition now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, I feel like I kind of atrophy when I don't do it too, you know, but it's like lifting weights. You got to be consistent. And I think the cost of going out as opposed to staying home is greatly outweighed by the reward of discipline. Cause that's what I think true happiness comes from, discipline. You know, like you got to have your times where you let loose, right? But like living a disciplined, rigorous life is what's ultimately going to make you happy. Because if you think like the happiest people you know, you don't think about them as the people that just fucking sit on their ass all day. Like I know people that are good at pretending like they're happy doing that. I don't know someone who I can genuinely say like, oh, I envy their life and I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Usually it's the people that are disciplined that do it.
No,
about their health, about that. I'm getting more disciplined about my health too. I used to not give a fuck, but now I'm like counting my calories. I'm working out 3 times a week. Like I'm getting on top of it. You know?
No, yeah. Like having a routine, like having a structure that is, people love that. It's like, that's why people feel so out of whack when they're not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like they're not going to school. The lack of that routine or structure really does affect people in a way that it's visible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, having rudiments set every day or every week and planning things out and having discipline is actually, I also agree with that because.
Yeah. Discipline is king, you know, and it seems like shitty, but really I'm happier now that I'm like counting my calories and eating really healthy and all that stuff than I was when I was just indulging in whatever food I wanted to, you know, like I went out with Christine and my sister to this place called Peacock Garden and for breakfast, and it's hard, dude, it's so hard to eat healthy when you're out and it's almost impossible. But like Christine got the bistro burger, which is like this awesome looking burger with like bacon and blue cheese. And like, it looks so fucking good. And it was good. She said, I didn't try it. And she had that. And I got this mushroom omelet and that comes, it's like a 3-egg omelet with like brie cheese and like mushrooms, and I substituted the brie for veggies, and then I got a fruit salad. So I had this three egg omelet with a fruit salad while Christine had this burger, and I was like, dying. I'm like, I want this burger so bad. Like, I want to drink whatever. But I felt so clean and like well oiled for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And Christine felt like
really heavy,
just spider. Gross. She felt gross. Yeah. It's like a rock in her stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm happy with this, and I get crazy about it. I get way too obsessive with things, but just like I get obsessed with coffee, I'm getting obsessed with this, like this dieting thing that I'm doing. It's like this MyFitnessPal app that you track your calories. I weigh out my food and stuff like that. I feel like an obese person, you know, that like has to lose money for a gastric bypass surgery. Like, but it's fun. I feel like it's an RPG and I'm getting experience points.
Yeah, that's right, Hugo.
Exactly, buddy.
So yeah, I really like discipline and like this consistency.
There, yeah, yeah. Consistency is great.
So valuable. And like, I'm really happy with the position I'm at right now.
Good.
And like, the way things are going, got to keep it up.
So I love giving people a push to do things that are good for themselves, because I can feel like I did something great with very little effort.
You like, know, you got to do the thing you got to do, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Like my sister was, when she was in high school, I was like, you know, I was a fuck up in high school. Get good grades, go do these AP classes. Very little effort, huge effort on her part. She's like, thank you. And I'm like, no problem. Anytime.
I know. You're welcome. That's right. Glad I could be a bad example for you to be a good example.
I always feel weird about telling comedians things, you know? I don't know why, I just do. But like, because like, I feel like they need to go on their own path. And it's hard to, it's one of those things where it's difficult to guide. But at the same time, like, I usually don't tell people, like, I won't tell a comic something negative. I'll always say something positive. Like, you need to do this more because you're good at it. And I will not ever, ever tell a comedian that I don't think is really good, something like that, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. No, I mean, one thing is like, you know, you feel, you might personally feel like, well, how good am I at my thing that I could just come on this guy's thing?
Or yeah,
like
yeah.
This, you know, this person's thing. And then the other part is, you know, like, comedians are kind of very, like, you know, very solid. Solitary in the sense
and we're
that
sensitive
like,
too.
Yeah, like it's like it's me and my craft right now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm technically at work, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's like you're very like tender at that moment, especially off the stage and right before it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to just receive like words, any words. Sometimes I have moments where I don't even want to talk about my set.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even want to be like, you had a good set. Just like, shut up, leave me alone.
Yeah.
We can agree that I have some semblance of control over what I'm doing and I'm kind of funny. Just leave it. Just drop it. Other times I need to hear it, but I don't want to say I need to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how'd I do, man? Like, I always know how I did.
Yeah.
Or usually I think I did worse than I did, but that's kind of good, you know? I don't beat myself up, but like, I'm never like, that was a fucking awesome set. Like, you know, I know when I do. I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of my own limits as a comedian.
Yeah,
you know, like I know that I'm not horrible, but I'm not even. I'm not. You know, I'm 2 years in. You know, like I'm like, there's only so you can only be so good at 2 years in. You know, like it's just those that weightlifting. Like you can't become a bodybuilder in a week. It just doesn't happen. You know.
Exactly.
It drives a point home just seeing, like, anytime I see Lisa, like, I did a set with Lisa that was, like, really, really, I did a really tight set, and I did, like, I think two closers were in the set, right? And Lisa just went up after me and was like, this is some new stuff, just, like, fumbling through notepads. I'm like, it's better than everything. She just, like, everything you just did was better than everything I, like, the best stuff that I just did.
Stuff she's working out on. It's like, you know, it's like an MMO where you're like, dude, I finally got the skill tree open up. Now I can, like, you know, attack twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just somebody that's with no armor and a dagger killing everything in one shot. Like, fuck. Like, really, come on.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like an RPG for
playing
me.
Dark Souls.
Everything's an RPG. I'm getting the XP by being up on stage. And John Vargas gave me some great advice, you know?
John Vargas gave me notes that same night, too.
Oh, yeah, he did? John Vargas is a good person to talk to. I like it because sometimes you'll see a comedian do something wrong and you'll kind of get fired up about it. And you're like, oh, if only this. And I like, and you don't want to tell him that, but I really liked getting that visceral reaction from John where he's like, dude, you got to stop doing this thing.
Yeah, stop being afraid to say yeah. the thing you want to say.
Yeah, he's like, you got to just fucking bowl through it, you know? And like, that's how I took it. And then like, I kind of, it's kind of like you just got to bowl through the set and not worry about what the audience is going to think, you know?
Like
the saved me like 6 months like of bad setups, you know, or tepid setups.
What was the thing he said? Oh, yeah. The thing he said was like, these are open mics. Use them because they're open mics.
It's funny when you talk to someone who's been doing it for like at least 10 years and then they just get so impassioned. Like you ever talk to John Wynn about comedy? He gets so impassioned about it, you know, like, and it's just, it's funny. Cause like I have a little, I get a little impassioned sometimes about my opinions on certain things, but like when you've been doing it for that long and you see the same mistakes being repeated, you got to be like, come the fuck on. Like I'm sure John was there like, Jesus Christ. Just like, who gives a fuck what they think?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's funny when people ask me for advice, like new comics.
Yeah.
I'm like, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Don't talk to new comics.
Yeah. Don't talk to new comics.
Kind of like fucking with new comics. Okay. One time, like this guy, like he came up to me. I didn't know him, and I forget who I was with.
Uh-huh.
But then, like he's like, "Hey, man, you had a good set," and like, and then I like just went to the other. Do I know him? Does shake his hand for me? I'm not gonna shake his hand.
You're an asshole.
Shake this guy's hand for me. I'm not gonna touch.
You're such an ass. I remember one guy. He's like, "Man, I saw you." He's like, I remember the first time I saw you when I did it. I did it like my second time. He's like, I thought you were a pro. I'm like, do you realize how wrong you are now? Like, do you get how that is such a...
Do you understand now?
Do you understand how wrong of an assumption that is?
Now that you're not, you know, connected to the umbilical cord of like wherever... I don't know.
It was probably a Churchill's or something like that.
It was probably a Churchill's.
Yeah, that place is it's an interesting place.
Is this still going on?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. Maybe. I'm not sure. I know Ben moved out of town. But
Ben's happy. I've seen his statuses on
Facebook. Like, looks like he likes Asheville.
Yeah, he does.
Good for him. Good for that Jew.
Go, Ben.
Go, Ben. All right, guys. So you want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
I feel like I need to take a nap.
Yeah, take a nap. What time is it right now?
2:32.
Sweet. That gives me enough time to probably get food.
Awesome.
All right. So
find me on Twitter, Mike Marianoff. Facebook, Mike Marianoff Comedy. Reggie.
Find me on Instagram, Black Dadaist. All right, guys. And Twitter at @Ratchet_Reggie.
So until next time, guys.
Oh, and...
wait, what?
Remember, Coral Gables Art Cinema, September 26th. Mike might be there. I'll definitely be there. We got announcing the lineup now. All right, guys. We got Bradleyus, Daniel Reskin, and John Gregory.
Nice.
And myself as the host. You got Mike here. All right. So check us out. Movie Skeleton Twins. Come out. Good show. Nice little party for the late night shows. So yeah. Check us out.
Bring a date. They'll think you're cool.
Yeah.
Say that you...
I will... if you say Black and Jew to me, I'll say hello to you and tell your date or your family that you gave me a kidney. Like, I'll just... I'll make a great story to paint you in a very good light.
Do you know why I'm not in dialysis?
Yeah.
You're standing right next to the reason.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're with Mark. Mark connected me to my wife.
Kenny Donor Mark.
Yeah. All right, guys. Until next time.
Until next time.
Fap safely, all right, guys?